Easter week, Wednesday C. First posted 04/07/2010. Revelation 1:4-18. John's initial vision. Background. The Apostle John had been banished to the tiny island of Patmos, in the Aegean Sea, by Roman Emperor Domitian, toward the end of his reign. Domitian reigned from 81 to 96 AD. The Revelation is a series of visions, given to John by the Holy Spirit, angel. Compare Acts 12:13-16, of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:1 described symbolically. John was writing this letter to the seven churches in the Roman province of Asia, Western Asia Minor. He combined the customary Greek and Hebrew salutations, but John was conveying the grace and peace, which are only possible through Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:4-18. From John to the seven churches in Asia from he got. Exodus 3:14. Who is, who was and is to come. John 1:1-3:14. And from the seven angels, or the completeness of the energies of the Holy Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the perfectly faithful witness, left bracket testifying to the gospel of forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word. Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. Restoration of fellowship with God the Father, which was broken by sin, and salvation from eternal death, which is the penalty for sin. Romans 6:23, right bracket. Jesus is the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of worldly kings. To Jesus, who loves us and has given his life's blood as a sacrifice on the cross to save us from the consequences of our sin, be eternal glory and dominion. Amen. Yes, so be it. Watch. Jesus is going to return with the clouds. Compare Acts 1:9-11. Everyone who has ever lived will see him come. Everyone who has ever lived is guilty of crucifying Jesus, because we have all sinned and made his sacrifice on the cross necessary for our forgiveness and salvation. Every nation and people on earth will mourn on Jesus' account. Even so, amen. The Lord God declares that he is the beginning and end of all things. He has always been, he is now, and he eternally will be. He is the Almighty. All believers must endure persecution for the gospel of Jesus Christ with patient endurance, as John is an example. John was banished to the Isle of Patmos for proclaiming the word of God and his testimony to Jesus Christ. On the Lord's Day, Sunday, the day of Jesus' resurrection, he was experiencing the full anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he heard a voice behind left bracket or within right bracket him, as loud as a trumpet blast. Compare 1 Samuel 3:1-14. The voice told John to record his vision in a book to be sent to the seven churches in Asia, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. John turned toward the voice and saw a vision of seven lampstands of gold, and in their midst one like a son of man. Compare Daniel 7:13. Matthew 9:6. 16:13-15. His royalty, eternity, wisdom and immutability are described symbolically. Jesus holds in his hand the angels assigned to the seven churches of Asia, and Jesus' word is the word of God. John 1:4-8:10-24, with the creative force of God's word. Mark 4:39-41, a sharp two-edged sword. Compare Hebrews 4:12. Jesus' face glows with the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Exodus 34:29-35. Moses is deliberately intended by God to be a forerunner and illustration of Christ. John fainted with fear when he saw the vision, but Jesus touched him and told him not to be afraid. Jesus said to him that Jesus was the first and last Alpha and Omega, the equivalent of A and Z in the Greek alphabet. Compare Revelation 1:8. Jesus is the living one. He lived in human flesh in this world, died physically, and was raised to live eternally. Every truly born-again disciple of Jesus Christ personally testifies that Jesus has risen from physical death and is eternally alive. Jesus has the one and only key which can release us from eternal death and destruction in hell. He commanded John to write down what he had seen, which existed then and which would occur thereafter. The seven lampstands represent the seven churches of Asia, and the seven stars represent the seven angels assigned to the seven churches. Commentary. The number seven is symbolic of completeness. The seven churches of Asia Minor, present-day Western Turkey, are representative of all the various conditions within the nominal church today. Revelation 2:1-3:22. Every denomination and every congregation is one of the seven types. God is the one who is thy, and the one who is, who has always been, and who always will be. Exodus 3:14. God is the beginning and end of all things. He is the creator and the final judge. Revelation 1:8. Jesus is the fullness of God in human form. Colossians 2:8-9. But he was also fully human. Jesus truly is also the first and last of all things. Revelation 1:1-7. John 1:1-3:14. Those who have seen, experienced Jesus have seen God the Father. When Jesus revealed himself to us, John 14:21, he reveals God the Father. John 1:4-8:11, 23-24. Jesus usually identified himself as the Son of Man, which is true, because he was fully God. Colossians 2:8-9, and also fully human. Philippians 2:8. He was born of a human woman, Mary, by the creative power of God, the Holy Spirit. Matthew 1:20-21. Luke 1:31-35. The Lord wants us to be free to decide for ourselves whether to believe, trust and obey Jesus or not. Calling himself the Son of Man allows us to decide whether he is also the Son of God, with a hint from Daniel 7:13-14, Matthew 16:13-17. Who do you say that Jesus is? Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.